You gotta be fucking kidding me, right? Fuck. I'm sorry, did you send me to voicemail? Really? Really? Okay. You know, you're really starting to piss me off. You think you can fucking ignore me? Alright, fine. That's just fine. By the time this message is finished, you're gonna be wishing that you'd picked up the fucking phone. And now, because you've decided that ignoring my phone calls 2 days before my birthday is a wonderful idea, I'm going to make sure that you remember whose needy little holes you belong to. So, I think I'm going to tell you about my plans for my actual birthday. Saturday night, I'm going to go over to her apartment. You know, that one girlfriend of mine who makes you uncomfortable. You know, you always say she has a crush on me and that she's, you know, too handsy or we're too affectionate or we're too friendly. Yeah, her. And we're going to take shots and she's going to take all of the obnoxious photos that are going to go up on Instagram the next day. And, you know, just because you pissed me off a little more than usual, I might even kiss her. Do you like that, sweetheart? You know, the image of your pretty blonde princess pressed up against another woman. You know, my pouty lips pressed against hers, my pale skin and my long fingernails in her hair. Us kissing, you know, intertwining our tongues. I'm sure you do, actually. In fact, I know you so well that I can almost hear your cock twitch through voicemail. It's funny, almost. And, you know, we'll giggle and we'll pull away and we'll pretend like it was all a big joke the next morning when we're hungover, like, you know, that last shot of tequila kind of put us over the edge and, you know, it was a joke, but you and I both know that it wasn't. And I know you can see it, she and I together. But my pretty pouty mouth has other plans for that evening. And I wonder if you can guess what they are. And, you know, we'll get ready together, she and I. And I'll put on that slutty little dress that you like. You know, the black one. The one that hugs every inch of my curve. And it shows off just a little too much cleavage. You know, I'm going to put on sky-high heels. And I'm going to do my makeup up just like the first night that we went out together. Do you remember? Do you remember the lipstick that made my lips look even fuller than they already are? My long black lashes peeking up at you? I know you remember. I know you remember when you pushed me up against the side of my building and you told me that with the dress and the heels and the makeup that I just had this certain fuck me look. You know, it makes me wet just thinking about it. Thinking about how much you wanted me then. But I think today, it isn't about what's making me wet. It's about what makes you hard, babe. And I know you get hard just thinking about me. You know, I wonder if you're thinking about me in that same slutty little dress, sinking to my knees, and letting you fuck my pretty face. Would you like that? I know you would. You love to fuck all of my needy holes, don't you? And you know what? They're all just so desperate for your cum. So let me tell you, you know, about the face fucking. It's been too long, really, since I've had a good and proper throat fuck. You know, I can see it. your hand in my hair, gripping it at the base of my neck, pulling my head back, forcing me to look at you, forcing me to face who owns me, and my desperate, desperate come hungry holes. You know, I love when you push my head just a little bit so that I choke and I gag and I whimper as you force your cock down my down my throat and you just start to fuck it. You know, it really turns me on when the tears run down my face, that I get these little black rivers from my mascara that trail through my pale, pale skin. And my tongue just instinctively does what it does best, what whores' tongues do best. You know, I lap and I suck and I lick and I try to take every agonizing inch. And I know that I suck really desperately, like I'm trying to milk every drop of your cum out of you. And I love when you just force my head in place and I can almost feel them, your hips. I remember you push your hips so firmly into my face that I'll have this bruise bloom across my chin. And it's a pleasant little reminder of who owns me. And soon after I feel that bruise bloom, I can feel the thick load of cum slide down my throat. And I can feel it as it trickles out of my pretty little mouth and right down that throat you love to grab. So, hurry home, baby. And don't fucking send me to voicemail again. And just remember, I still have two more holes to fill.